Friedel.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Despite more attacks in Kyiv, reporter Anna Chernikova told VOA's Flashpoint Ukraine on Tuesday there's a positive mood in Kyiv following news of Ukrainian attacks on Moscow.
People are quite happy about this event, and not because people suffered or, you know, not because there are damages, but just because Russian citizens experienced something that Ukrainians experience every night for the past months, and even in some areas more.
Find Flashpoint Ukraine online at voanews.com. There are crucial days ahead as the White House and congressional leaders work to pass a compromise package in time to lift the nation's borrowing limit and prevent a U.S. default. AP correspondent Jennifer King reports.
Officials say the U.S. risks default as soon as June 5th. President Biden says he feels good about the deal negotiated with House Speaker Kevin McCarthy and has been calling lawmakers ahead of this week's votes in Congress. There are still concerns about the deal's passage, with some hard-right conservatives criticizing the lack of deep spending cuts they wanted, and liberals denouncing policy changes like new work requirements for older Americans in the food aid program. The full House is expected to vote on Wednesday. Jennifer King, Washington.
Former U.S. First Lady Rosalynn Carter has dementia, her family announced Tuesday. Carter, now 95, remains at home with former President Jimmy Carter, who has been at home receiving hospice care. Married nearly 77 years, the Carters are the longest married first couple in U.S. history. Follow us online at voanews.com or download the VOA mobile app.